As I explored the topic of how TikTok has negatively impacted reading and the book industry, I realized there are two key perspectives, the readers and the publishers. In this interview, I will be highlighting the reader's perspective and exploring the thought processes that have allowed TikTok to become so influential. Today, I will be sitting down with Sarah Willow, a local reader who has recently expanded her interest outside the realm of TikTok book recommendations. Together, we will discuss her experiences and provide specific examples to narrate her journey from easily influenced to thoughtful consumer. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for sitting down with me today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So to start, could you tell me a bit about your background with reading?
Sure. I really only started reading consistently a few years ago, I would say. It always felt like a bit of a chore to me, and then one day I found a book that I liked, and now I read all the time.
So what book was that?
It was The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid, which was super popular at the time. I was seeing it everywhere at one point, so I just had to pick it up. It was actually a great pick for me because now I have read all of her books, and she's one of my favorite authors.
Oh, I love that one too. So you mentioned it was super popular at the time. How did you find out about it?
Well, I remember a lot of people talking about it, even people who don't read very often, which is kind of what swayed me towards reading. But truthfully, I was seeing it everywhere on socials at the time, especially on TikTok.
Is that what kind of introduced you to BookTok?
Yeah, definitely. I had picked up a couple of books here and there, but yes, finding The Seven Husbands really sucked me into that corner of the internet.
Okay, so how do you think BookTok impacted your reading habits at this time?
Well, originally, when I did manage to read books before that, it was actually mostly like self-help books. I was definitely more of a non-fiction reader and chose to read for learning as opposed to entertainment. So once I found BookTok, I was introduced to like romance and popular fiction as genres I hadn't really given a chance before.
Did you notice yourself gravitating towards certain authors or genres that were popular on BookTok?
Yes, absolutely. So, because I hadn't really read the popular BookTok genres before, I didn't have any idea what books or authors I should pick up. I got most of my recommendations from BookTok because I didn't really know what to read. I'm sure you know the popular authors, but I was reading a lot of, like, Ali Hazelwood, Tessa Bailey, and Colleen Hoover. These weren't my typical reading choices, but it was what was being shown to me.
Did you ever feel any pressure to keep up with each new popular BookTok book? And if so, what was that like?
Yes, I did for sure. Even though I'm still not the biggest reader, every time a new book became popular on TikTok, I would feel so left out when everyone else was talking about it and I hadn't read it yet. I felt like I was missing out if I hadn't read each new book. And it also didn't help that there was a new book basically every week. And about half the time, I didn't even like the book. I would see people rave about it and then just, like, regurgitate their thoughts because I didn't want to be the odd one out who didn't like this new super popular book. Reading kind of became a chore again, which kind of made me not really want to read anymore.
So could you provide an example of a book that you were disappointed by that BookTok recommended?
Sure. I don't think I'll ever understand the hype around It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. I think people were just really interested in the initial shock value of the heavy topics in that book. But once you move past that and look at the actual plot and writing, it's really juvenile and kind of cringy. Which is even crazier because that is probably one of the most popular books in the last 5 years. Like, they just made a movie about it.
Oh, yeah. That's a great example. I actually totally agree with that one. Okay, so now, how has your reading perspective shifted after these experiences?
Well, at a certain point, I just realized that trying to keep up with all the popular books wasn't worth it. There was a period of time when everyone was in love with the book Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros, I think. And after seeing a few passages, I knew that that was not a book for me. I couldn't believe that that was a book everyone was loving so much. And it was kind of the turning point where I realized that BookTok wasn't really aligning with what I truly liked in books. I began going to the bookstore and actually browsing instead of going straight to the BookTok table. And I began finding books that I loved that I had never seen on BookTok.
Do you have any examples of this?
Sure. I like to read anything by Ellen Hildebrand. Her books are still cheesy beach read type of books, but they don't feed into the usual BookTok tropes and stereotypes, so I never see anyone talk about them.
Awesome. Okay, so lastly, do you have any advice for anyone relying on BookTok for recommendations who might want to branch out?
I would just say start trying new things. I had to go through so many books that I didn't like until I began finding books that I truly did like. It might be frustrating, but organically finding a new favorite book is so worth it. You never know what you might like or what hidden gems might be hiding on shelves, so you really just have to dive in.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with me. I really appreciate all of your valuable insights.
You're welcome.